California's financial crisis is a year old now. Stop work orders have been issued, construction projects halted, state employees furloughed, now up to a mandatory 3 days a month. As a state employee, first I felt like a hostage. Now I feel frustrated at the lack of progress in solving problems. I work in a state agency that funds trails, like the San Francisco Bay Trail, and environmental projects, like the conversion of 15,000 acres of South Bay salt ponds back to wetlands. Our projects are in the coastal zone, so we also help coastal communities plan for rising sea levels and climate change. The money for these projects comes from voter-approved bonds. The bond market balked at buying them because the legislature couldn't agree on a budget, the state couldn't pay its bills, and investors didn't want to invest. For the past year, I've been playing the bureaucratic equivalent of the game Red Light, Green Light, as cash from bond sales comes in fits and starts. I spend a lot of time convincing puzzled grantees to proceed quickly on a project with only a fraction of the money they need. What's going on is more than a budget crisis. With a huge disconnect between our long-term needs and the funds to meet them, our political leadership offers no vision how to bridge the gap. Climate change means state agencies like mine are planning for the next 100 years, but our politicians and the policies that go with them are turning over every 2, 4, 8 years. California is a wealthy state, and we had excellent schools and state parks that were open for free not that long ago because we made a commitment to pay for them. It's been a frustrating year. The needs of the state are so clear, the solutions offered so weak and temporary. We cannot continue to limp along, paying stressed state employees 85% of their salaries and inefficiently funding projects in bits and pieces. What I fear is that next year won't be any different. With a perspective, this is Joan Cardellino.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.